Lee.
Come on, Sam.
I ain't gonna say you're my lady to you, Sam. I ain't gonna.
Yes.
You're my. Yes. Hey, man. Austin, Texas, Central Texas, worldwide, coming live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Energy to waste. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, empowerment, and community, it is guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, that you are in the right place as D'Angelo is singing in your ear, live and clear. It's your man Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, and welcome to another edition of Real Life dun, 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 and Real Talk, man. I got my man Big Sam in the booth rocking with me. Y'all, this is 104.9 The Horn, live, local, and digital. Keep up with us on the Horn radio app, the Horn app. Take us wherever it is that you go. There's no reason why you should miss out on any of the shows that we have today. But I gotta be honest, Sam, this is our first show of the new year. I told everybody yesterday on social media, bro, I'm about to put my arm, my leg, and my foot into this show today, man. I miss rocking on the microphone. I got a lot to say. I'm at TC Speaks 32. If you want to see what I look like, the gray hairs are peeking through. Catch me at TC Speaks 32. You got anything that you would like to say, please include it today. You can send us a message at 512-337-3776. I will reply to you in real time. I try to take pride in making my show a show for the people. Without you all as listeners, I don't have a show. So it would behoove me to try to not to keep you guys included in all of this, man. But Real Life, Real Talk Nation, y'all have truly blessed me over the holiday time, through the holiday season. As I left the show the last time I was on, I think a couple weeks ago, I was letting everybody know that there were some students at the University of Texas who were doing their podcasting project in their journalism class about myself. And what it required of me to do was to they asked me to kind of like, who are some people who listen to your show that you think would provide some good insight for our project? And I was like, man, it's kind of crazy. I got people I like to recommend, people who are listeners, people who send DMs, people who send messages, people who send emails all about this show, but I've never met them before. And it's like, wow, I wonder if I call these people to be a part of this project for these students, would they actually reply? And so for my shout out of the week this week, I want to say thank you to Justin Almendares, Martine Berea, Marjorie Winston, Alan Stubbs, all of my coaches from San Diego State, because all of you are truly taking the opportunity to bless these students at the University of Texas to make their podcasting project so dynamic and so unique. And I appreciate you doing these things for me, because many of us, we've never even spoken before. Y'all are just diehard listeners to the Real Life Real Talk show, and you want to see this message ring through from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. And so I appreciate y'all's support. I come from a spirit of thanks and gratitude today. So my shout out, I mentioned them, especially to you, my brother Martine Berea, because for you, you expressed to me on Twitter that you don't do like things like speaking engagements or interviews. That's not who you are. You're more of an introvert. But because you saw my DM to you asking to reach out for you to do something for these students, you did it, my brother. And I want to say thank you all so much. Thank you to everybody who listens in every week. You just never know whose life you can touch, whose life you can help by just being and doing what it is that you are called to be on every day of your life. And I think my challenge to everybody listening in is this. I want everybody to listen in. This is what I'm getting at. I want everybody to self-assess themselves for a second before we continue to move on into the program. And I want to ask you, are you living your life in such a way, character-wise, where you can hit people who are on the random, whether it's a phone call, a DM, a text message, whatever. And because you've carried yourself in such a way, you've made a long-lasting impression on people that they will be more inclined to help you during times of need on the journey that you're making in your life. So as we move through, I want you to assess your character, right? Because we all have those people in our phones. We all have those people that we have contact with. But whenever, and it's cool to have surface level conversations, but do you have people in your corner that you can hit them up on the random, even if you have not spoken to them more than once, even if you haven't spoken to them over the years. But based off of the way that you've carried yourself, they will be inclined to pick up that phone. And watch this. They want to do something to support you during your time of need. Assess yourself at this journey point right now. Somebody just texted in and said, I am willing. I am willing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me know who you are because I can't see everything. Oh, Christopher Roberts, man. Chris, yo, thank you so very much. I will include you in there. We got people shouting out. But thank y'all so very much for tuning in. That is my challenge. Just self-assess yourself for a second. Are you living your life in such a way that when you are in need of someone to help you, based off of the way that you've carried yourself, even if it's somebody who's not in your inner circle, they will be more inclined to help you? Because that's what the Real Life Real Talk Nation did for me. That is what you guys are doing for these students at the University of Texas on this particular project, right? Can you leave that loud and lasting impression on people? Because I really feel that we have all been commissioned for fulfillment of work that we've been created to do. You know, that's what I think commissioned is. Are you fulfilling the mission that you have been commissioned to fulfill in life? From the Tyler Campbell Standard Version of the Dictionary, commissioned is what I want to call the fulfillment of work that you have been created to do. Are you living your life in such a way that every day you are fulfilling the work that you have been created to do? Because here's the deal. In 2020, y'all, we went through so much. All right. We've gone through so much as a country. We've gone through so much as people, men and women on this earth. I want to prepare everybody because 2021 is going to be a different type of year. And it is going to require some people to step outside of their comfort zone, step outside of their pride, step outside of themselves. And you are going to have to ask somebody to give you some form of help. So it's going to require for 2021, y'all, it's going to require a new type of energy. Like a new type of hustle, a new type of swag, and outside of the box thinking in order for you to get down the path that you are striving to get to. And with that, you're going to have to ask some people for help. All right. Because you can only get so far in life. Listen to me. I'm all about the work. I'm all about the grind. I'm all about doing everything that you aspire to do each and every day. Like the whole no sleep piece. Like I get that hustle. But understand that you can only get so far off of the sweat of your own back. You can only get so far off the ideas that you conjure up in your mind. You can only get so far off the perseverance that you have embedded in your soul, because eventually you are going to come up against a boulder and a rock in your life. And you're going to find out that as much as you're swinging that sledgehammer as mightily as you can to burst through that rock, the rock isn't going to budge. But what will allow the rock to budge is by you asking somebody to lend you a helping hand to swing that sledgehammer with you so that y'all can walk through that wall. And watch this. As soon as you break through that boulder, you're able to make a big enough hole so you can pull somebody else along with you. For somebody, maybe in 2020, you had an idea that didn't work. For some of us, maybe we've been furloughed on our jobs. Promotion has skipped you. Like you looking on your job, you like you watching and somebody else got the promotion instead of you, and you feel like you're more qualified than anybody else. You're like, what in the world is going on? Or for somebody, maybe you were dating a young man or a young woman and come to find out after all the time that you all have invested into one another, it got to the point where they bailed on you in 2020. You're not with those people anymore. My brothers, my sisters, Real Life, Real Talk Nation, for real, what I am telling you, everybody, you are going to need a shoulder to lean on in 2021 to get to where it is that you are aspiring to go and be in your life. And in order for you to get the help that you need, you have to first reassess your character as a man and as a woman on this earth. And does your character validate that moment when you're going to have to ask for help? And is it, have you put yourself in such a position that even if you haven't spent a lot of time with people, based off of your character, people will be more inclined to help you even if they've only spent 5 or 10 minutes with you at a time? Have you been having conversations with people as if they have been your last conversation? Are you possessing an ear to listen and a heart to serve? Are you taking no relationship or interaction that you've had for granted? Because those are the things that it is going to be required to do in 2021 to be successful. My goodness, Big Sam, I apologize. I'm trying to go ham. I'm upgrading from baloney, Big Sam. I'm going ham this morning. Sam, how are you doing today?
Doing good, man. I missed you guys.
I missed you too, man. Man, seeing Rod and everybody else in here, I'm excited. Like, I'm biased, but I think our Saturday lineup is the best. this side of the Mississippi, man. So it's good to see you. I'm excited, bro. I'm excited to be here. Sam, can you hit me with that TC Speaks if you can? That's what I'm talking about, brother. I was talking to everybody. I'm going to go ahead and lay down what the basis of this show is going to be. Forgive me, y'all. I wanted to encourage people today because you're going to have to ask for some help in 2021. I wanted to let you know that everybody is going to be in the same boat on this. But I want to challenge everybody when thinking about the segment or the topic of this show. I thought of a gentleman by the name of George Washington Carver, right? George Washington Carver, an amazing human being, somebody who was actually born into slavery, became one of the first blacks or African-American, was the first black or African-American to enter into or be accepted into Iowa State University after years of being turned down by other major colleges. And he had an amazing quote, and he said this, and it is the title of what I want the segment today to be about. When you do common things in life in an uncommon way, you will command the attention of the world. And so what I challenged everybody on social media yesterday, it was about challenging people to recognize that as a common human being, as long as you put you take your commonness and you utilize it in an uncommon way, you will add instant value to yourself and your life and others around you. So say it, George Washington Carver. And he said those things because George Washington Carver was a man who was born of commonality. But on top of that, what he utilized was an uncommon way of thinking to revolutionize and change the way of the world. And what I'm meaning by that is George Washington Carver took the peanut plant. The peanut plant, a common plant, a plant that is everywhere throughout the South, a plant that everybody knew about, but he looked at the plant and he was able to derive 300 different usages out of the peanut plant that changed the world. He took what was common, put it in an uncommon way, shape, or an uncommon fashion of thinking, and because he did that, he changed the world. The peanut plant was available to everybody, y'all. But Carver looked at it in an uncommon way, and through that uncommonness, that is why we know the man to this day. Big Sam, how much time do I have? Am I close? 2 minutes. All right, we got 2 minutes. And so the challenge that I have for everybody today, in 2021, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start where we are with what we have. I don't care what your health. Start with where you are with what you have. And by listening to this show, I'm going to get into your head and give you some conundrums that will allow you to think in a different manner, to take your commonality, to take what you have in its wholeness, in its authenticity, in its most transparent form, and your way of thinking, and flip that thing and put it down in terms that have been uncommon. I want you to start thinking outside of the box with what you have. Go against the grain a little bit, because once you start utilizing what you have been blessed with, once you start utilizing that and do it in an uncommon way that is different from the masses, ladies and gentlemen, you will make the world, listen to me, you will make the world remember you in a way that has never, ever been done. I love y'all. I respect y'all. This is Real Life, Real Talk, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. TC Speaks. Take us out, Big Sam. We'll talk about being uncommon in the next segment.
Come on.
Huh. A story raps now, huh? It's like that now. It's like that now. Yes. Hey, Sasha. Yes. Hey, listen, y'all. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, coming live and wild on your radio dial on 104.9 The Horn, live, local, and digital on The Horn app and on Horn FN. Put your boy TC in your ear. Let's make it clear. Text in at 512-337-3776. I was challenging everybody with the theme of the show for this day. I'm challenging people that in 2021, we have to walk in your commonness and do things in an uncommon manner to make the world remember and know who you are. Because when you do common things in an uncommon way, ladies and gentlemen, it adds instant value to your life and those centered around your circle. And that is a quote. I didn't take that. I mean, this isn't all me. I'm just somebody who's a history buff. And I remember this powerful quote when I read over the story of George Washington Carver and how he utilized the peanut plant in its commonness and came up with 300 different usages out of it. And because he did that, the peanut plant was available to everybody, y'all. But because he looked at it from a different perspective, yo, he came out with 300 different usages, and man, it's blessed the world still to this day. Hey, Big E says, man, TC, welcome back. Yes, reach out to the UT students for me, Big E. He's another individual that I had to reach out to who's a loyal listener. Love you, Big E. And what I got also here, let me see. Somebody said, don't forget that he also asked God to give him supernatural wisdom about the peanut plant. You better say that. Hashtag uncommon faith. Thank you so very much. And other people have said challenge has been accepted. And that's from my man, Mr. Christopher, man. I appreciate everybody who takes the time to write in, text in. My show is a show for the people. And we all get together every Saturday and we make ourselves better. Iron sharpens iron. Let's keep that thing going. But doing common things in an uncommon way adds instant value. You know what real life and real talk is about, ladies and gentlemen. I have principles, but I like to back them up with real life experiences, whether it's been my own or whether it's been society that have put things around us that further validate as to why the principles that I'm giving you should resonate. And principle number one, because I want to give you guys food for thought as to how you act in an uncommon way in your commonness. Rule number one, challenge the status quo. Okay, write that down. Ways to be uncommon that add instant value. Challenge the status quo. I want people to get comfortable with going against the grain so it can help the needs of your particular agenda. All right. Sometimes you can't just go with the flow. I think somebody once said only a dead fish goes with the flow. Right. You got to go against the grain. You've got to do something different in order for your life to have value to change the world. And make no mistake about it, real life, real talk nation, we are all built to do something to change the world in some type of capacity. That is why you listen into this show every Saturday. Like, I almost feel as if actually going against the grain and challenging the status quo, I feel like that's something we are born with. I feel like once you are a baby coming out the womb, you are born to challenge the status quo. Nothing could be more apparent to all my parents who are listening in. Have you ever told your kids to do something and quite frankly, they just don't do it? You know, further back up what it is that I'm telling you. Maybe I'm the only parent who's out there, but sometimes I tell Messiah, yo, sit down somewhere, son. Cheyenne, put your shoes on, baby. And I don't get anywhere. You are actually equipped with, for whatever reason, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but from the moment you are coming out of the womb and are birthed into this world, you are built to challenge the status quo. This is not necessarily something that I'm telling you to do that is foreign. For whatever reason, it's already built into you. And I feel like when you learn to challenge the status quo, As it resonates with what it is that you are trying to do and the direction you are trying to go in life. Maybe as an entrepreneur, you're trying to start a new business. Maybe you're trying to be a better parent, right? Maybe there is something that you're trying to do in the sports world, the coaching world, on your job. You are trying to do something, but sometimes I feel like in order for your mindset, your thoughts, your gifts to prevail, you can't just go with the flow. You're going to have to learn to challenge the status quo. Oh my gosh, that's a good one. The poet didn't even know it. In order, you can't just go with the flow. You have to learn to challenge the status quo. We're talking about ways to be uncommon. So how can I put this down so you don't just think your boy TC is on the mic just bumping my gums from my own personal experiences? Last week, we had the national championship, the end of college football, right? And I want to first and foremost eat crow because I will say this. A couple of months back, I was somebody who was not necessarily for college football out of fear of what COVID could potentially do. But hats off to all the student athletes across the country who are playing sports, coaches, staffs, universities, high schools, whoever, because, you know, it proved to be something that we all needed, which was sports, because sports allowed you to escape. The University of Alabama beat Ohio State University last week for many people who have been living underneath a rock. Okay, Nick Saban got his seventh national championship, allowing him to be the most national championships as a coach thus far. But the line that I want to challenge, want people to focus in on when we're talking about challenging the status quo, the reason Alabama got their national championship, for all the Texans fans, number one, they have Steve Sarkisian, who's on their lineup, who can call some amazing plays. But number two, you had five seniors on their football team who said, I'm not going to go pro. Instead, I'm going to walk away from the money. I'm going to come back to school to get either a master's or my undergrad. And then I'm going to come back because I want to build a team. Go against the status quo, challenge against the status quo, because most athletes who know they have money waiting for them in the NFL, in the NBA, or whatever, they are choosing to forego their senior season so they can go ahead and get to the money. These gentlemen, Najee Harris, Devontae Smith, Alex Leatherwood, and Mac Jones, they challenged these individuals, like challenged the status quo. They never transferred. They stayed where they were, committed to the University of Alabama. And because they did, ladies and gentlemen, they won a national championship. They challenged the status quo. And what happened? Not only did they get a national championship out of the deal, listen to me, Devontae Smith won the Heisman. People told him to go pro. You had Henry Ruggs last year who went pro. You had Jerry Jeudy who went pro. He came back, and not only did he come back, he added value to his life and his draft stock. He is the number one player coming out of college football now, gonna make more money. Najee Harris ends up winning the Doak Walker Award for the best running back. Mac Jones wins the Davey O'Brien Award for the best quarterback. Alex Leatherwood wins the Outland Trophy for the best, offensive or defensive lineman for the year. And Landon Dickerson, their center, won the Ribbentine Award. There is value when you go against the status quo. Don't get me wrong, there's going to be some fear there. There's going to be some anxiety that comes with your decision, but sometimes you got to walk that lonely road, listen to your heart, gather all the information that is necessary, and do your research, and do not be afraid to go against your status quo. It took athletes to do something uncommon moving forward to add more value, not only to themselves, but I feel like to the sport in general. I want people to recognize what this group of five young men did. Challenging the status quo and doing something that was uncommon, I feel now we are going to have a group of student athletes moving forward who are going to feel the need to come back for their senior seasons. A group of student athletes who are going to be willing to take all in their university experience and choose to utilize their platform to leave a greater mark on the university than just sports. I feel like we're going to have some student athletes who start to understand the value of presence and leadership and what they can do for younger underclassmen and underclass women who are underneath them. I want people to see that I always look at life through a different lens, and what is happening is going to change, I feel like, the college football and sports landscape, because people are going to be willing to sacrifice a little bit to come back for a senior year and add further value. And watch this. If we are a consumer of sports, whether it be NBA, WNBA, tennis, whatever, here's the deal. I think every professional coach should be clapping a hand and excited, because if the kids will stay in school a little bit longer, there's going to have to be less holding of hands, because the kids, when they reach the professional sector, y'all stay with me. The kids who reach the professional sector are going to have a little bit more maturity underneath them, and therefore they can spend more time cultivating their skills versus teaching them right from wrong, do's and don'ts, less parenting and more getting down to the basis of what makes you a better athlete. And as a result, as a consumer of sports, oh my gosh, y'all stay with me. This is all off the top of the dome. As a consumer of sports, our football is going to get better. The quality of it is going to get better. Because kids are going to be more seasoned. They aren't going to be as willing. They want to leave something in the ground now. They want to have some staying power with what they're doing as student athletes. And I just believe that what was done by the University of Alabama and these 5 to 6 guys choosing to forego their senior seasons and come back, I feel like the rest of the world was watching this thing, man. And I feel like it's going to pay dividends. So you take this story. You take the University of Alabama, whether you like sports or not, and you do the research on the five gentlemen that I just listed and see what they gave up to come back. And because they came back, they added more value because they went against the status quo. Take us out, Big Sam. I'll see y'all on the other side of this break. We're talking about what it means and the value you can have by being uncommon. Let me drop it on the one. It's the Fat Mac. Dope like an A-ball. That's why people call me Big that. Sam. Some used to call me Mr. Big, but I had not from the South. You don't know what this Ruffles is. I'm all about my chips. Oh, fact, you Sam, he said, I'm Mr. Ruffles. I'm all about my chips. Bro, if you spitting that type of bar back in like, what is that, Chris? Maybe 1994, 95? Man, Big Sam, look that up, man. Let's see if you can find when MJG and A-Ball first came out. That had to be like 1994, 95. Today's theme in terms of 95. Music. Is it 95? 1995. Today's theme in music, all my bumper music, y'all, is rap duos from the South. All right. And so we digging back. First and foremost, who do we have last? Was Outkast the last one?
Yeah, that was Outkast.
Outkast was the last one. And now we have MJG and A-Ball coming out of Memphis, Tennessee. MJG and A-Ball really huge in the Southern rap music as far as rap duos go. They blew the doors open for the city of Memphis, Tennessee. You know, before you had 3-6 Mafia, DJ Paul, all these other guys, first you had MJG and A-Ball. And that song right there, I remember my brother Christian playing that all the time. MJG and A-Ball, man. So thank y'all very much for tuning in. This is Real Life, Real Talk. Your man Tyler Campbell, I'm feeling it. I'm putting my arm, my leg, my heart, my soul. I'm about to take off my shirt, throw that in there too, Sam. I'm putting everything that I got into this message where we're talking about being uncommon, all right? This is The Horn Live, local and digital on The Horn app and on The Horn FM. Text us in, 512-337-3776. I have one confession. Everybody who's been texting in, I'm so incredibly sorry, all right? This is my fault. I have a computer in front of me. It's been too long since I've been here. I am typing my replies onto my computer. And we have another computer here where you're actually supposed to be typing. And I've been typing this whole time on the wrong computer. And I've been wondering why my messages haven't been popping up to people. And then I recognize, Tyler, you've been typing on your computer instead of the Horn computer. So nobody's been getting my text message replies. So Big E, Eric Lugo, C Boo, everybody, Average Joe Crane. Listen, I thank you all so very much. I appreciate y'all. Average Joe Crane said, man, practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. Peace, love, and music. I love you, my brother. Appreciate everybody. I am so incredibly sorry for my text message, but we're going to keep it going. All right, we're talking about doing common things in an uncommon way adds instant value, okay? And the first principle, the first way you go about adding that instant value is by challenging the status quo. Utilize yourself and your commonness with everything that you have and start looking at the world and your gift and reassessing some things and figure out how you can go against the grain a little bit and challenge the status quo with it. Because when you do so, it will give birth to some new ideas, some new confidence, some new thoughts for yourself, excuse me, that will help you get further down the journey and change basically anything that you do. Recognize that you change the world. And I don't mean that to blow smoke. I don't mean that to make things bigger than what they are. I mean that to speak truth. I really and truly feel that we are all play an essential part to changing the world, even how small you may think you are. By doing something new, by going against the grain with a couple of things, by giving birth to some new ideas, you will change the world. That's real life, real talk. That's what everything in this show stands for. That's what I stand on 10 toes down each and every day. So we talk about challenging the status quo. Number two, direction. Allow direction to always supersede distance. Ooh, that's a good one. Allow direction to always supersede distance. This is what I'm talking about. All right. When you look at direction, this is from the Tyler Campbell Standard Version of the Dictionary. This is my own. You may not find this in Webster. All right. Direction is, when I mean direction, direction is the decisions and actions you must make to get to your destination. What type of decisions, what type of actions, what type of path do you need to take to ultimately reach your destination? And of course, distance is literally how long it takes you to arrive to your destination. When you are setting out and embarking on doing what it is that you are trying to do, when you are operating in your gift, when you're trying to just focus on being the best possible you that you can be on a routine and regular basis, it is far more important to focus on the direction, the decisions and the actions versus the distance that it actually takes for you or you think that it will take for you to get there. Right? Because we live in an instant gratification world. Like, this type of world is a now type of world. Our young people, they want things now. People feel like they need to be rewarded for any and everything that they do instead of just doing the stuff that they love to do and allowing that love to propel you no matter what no matter what hater, no matter what overseer, no matter what anybody else tries to say, you are so confident in yourself and you operate within yourself that you don't worry about instant gratification. That's what we need to focus our attention on. Do y'all recognize that people will literally start to try to deny their own gift and choose something different that requires less time, less sacrifice, and less commitment simply because they hear or think about how long it may take for them to get to their destination? People will literally deny themselves their gift, their right. They know they got something sweet. They know they have something special, but they won't go after it because they feel like it's going to have to be some work. It's going to have to be some time, going to have to be some pain, some sacrifices, some commitment that goes into it. So they deny their gift and they choose something else different. Then they live lives of unhappiness and wonder why. And it's because they denied their gift and chose not to. They chose not to give it breath. They focus too much on the distance instead of enjoying the direction and putting down the pieces of the puzzle that it would take for them to get there. Today, I want you to do uncommon things. Focus on your direction instead of your destination and the distance that it was required to reach you there. Because I feel like the journey where the fruit is don't want you to go under. I don't want you to go over. Yo, you got to go through. Because in order to get to it, you got to go through it. Don't go over. Don't go under. To get to, you must go through. Bringing that point about, like, I feel like my pops, that's something that I learned from my pops way back in 1991 when he started the sausage business. Don't go over, don't go under, go to so you can get through. Be destination focused over destination driven. When I watched my dad start the sausage business, man, he put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into our Earl Campbell sausage business. That's why we are a top 10 sausage company to this day. I say it all the time because I pay homage to my father for giving his gift room to breathe. But because he was destination focused or direction focused instead of destination driven, he loved to cultivate like a Rolodex and relationships with people. And I feel like because he operated out of a spirit of love, it allowed the business to progress even further. He fell in love with the direction instead of the destination as to how long it would take for his sausage company to really give birth and grow. There's a man by the name of Willis Johnson who hails from the Dallas DFW Metroplex. Willis Johnson had an amazing radio show in Dallas, Texas in the early 90s. Like before you had a Steve Harvey morning show, before you had all these other different morning shows in the DFW Metroplex, before KO104 was given the business. Listen to me. Willis Johnson had the most dominant morning radio show at that time. And because my father loved the direction and wasn't focused on the destination, he would meet up with Willis Johnson, and he would get on the air with Willis Johnson in DFW in the early 90s, and he would get up there and talk about Earl Campbell sausage till he was blue in the face. And because he did that, and it was done out of love, and it was done out of free on both of their time, the sausage really caught fire, right? And the sausage caught so much fire that even to this day, in 2021, the Dallas-Fort Worth market is the number one market for Earl Campbell sausages throughout this country, with Oklahoma being second simply because DFW area spills over to Oklahoma, all because my dad spent so much time with Willis Johnson on the radio waves back in the day. That's why when people say they want Earl Campbell sausage, they don't say Earl Campbell sausage, bro. They say, I want some Earl Campbell's. A whole nother level of branding. But the unique thing that happened was that during those times, there was a gentleman by the name of Steve Harvey who was actually living homeless at that particular time in Dallas-Fort Worth. And the only radio show that he could get on in DFW to really tell jokes was the Willis Johnson Morning Show. So because Steve Harvey was always in and out, and because my father, Earl Campbell, was so big on getting everybody to eat these sausages, Steve Harvey fell in love with Earl Campbell sausages at that particular time. When you become more focused on the direction, instead of the destination, these are the types of things that happen. And so, Big Sam, how much time do we have? We got enough time? I want you all who are listening in on the radio waves to hear out my man, Steve Harvey, because of where he started out at that particular time and what he was doing. And because he was always in this radio station where my father would be with Willis Johnson, he would always listen or eat these Earl Campbell sausages. And this is why Steve Harvey shows us love nationally, even to this day. Play that cup, Big Sam.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is just a Cleveland sandwich. A lot of people don't know about these, but that's just y'all's damn problem. I'll be making them all the week long at the camp. I use Earl Campbell sausage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I put down a hot dog bun. I put a couple of crinkle-cut oiled fries in the bottom of the hot dog bun.
Man.
I lay the hot link sausage on top. Mm-hmm. I put some more fries on top of the hot link with a row of coleslaw, and then I drizzle it in barbecue sauce.
Ooh-wee! That's a sandwich right there, Steve Harvey.
That's called a Polish boy, but when I do it at the camp, I call it the Clevelander.
He called it the Clevelander. Now, listen, y'all, I ain't responsible for heart attacks with our products. But you heard it first and foremost. Steve Harvey plugs Earl Campbell sausages even to this day because Willis Johnson allowed him onto his radio show, would be in there when most people would not give him a chance. He would have Earl Campbell sausages in the midst of being homeless in those times of DFW. He remembers the love Simply Bun back in those days, and he still pubs Earl Campbell sausages to this day on national radio waves, all because my father fell in love with the direction and the relationships instead of the destination. How much time we got, Big Sam? We got four. We're doing good. All because. So focus on the direction. The cultivation of the relationships that you make towards your journey is far more important than the destination or how long it's going to take for you to get there. Don't trip about that. Operate out of a spirit of love and just be open for what you can learn on the journey that you're going through. Man, all of that done back in those days. And yet we're a top 10 sausage company, largely because it was done out of love, not out of promotion, not out of major dollars spent on marketing. Bro, it was done out of love and out of word of mouth. And I'm going to tell the University of Texas how this blesses them to this day, because Willis Johnson goes on to have a son. He has a son at this particular time. He is young. His name is B.J. Johnson. B.J. Johnson ends up committing to the University of Texas and is a part of one of the most dynamic wide receiver classes yet to be duplicated at the University of Texas still to this day. In a class where you had Roy Williams, Sloan Thomas, and B.J. Johnson, all top elite recruits from the state of Texas, chose to come here because of a relationship cultivated between Willis Johnson and Earl Campbell back in the 1990s. You just never truly know who you're going to meet on the road to your down this road of direction to ultimately meet your destination. So in turn, you see how the sausage business still came out to bless the University of Texas when Mack Brown was first getting here and making and trying to make a splash in the recruiting sector. This relationship between Willis Johnson, the Willis Johnson Morning Show, and Earl Campbell not only was about sausages, it spilled over into the relationship that we have as children with the relationship BJ has with my brother Christian, the relationship that I have with BJ. I spoke to Mr. Willis earlier this week because I wanted people to understand your direction needs to be your direction that you choose in life. It far supersedes your destination. And what takes precedent for all of this is that allows you to think in an uncommon way. Take your commonness and think in an uncommon way. My dad was not worried about the numbers for the sausage business. My pop was not worried about being the top 10 sausage company of America. My pops was worried about, can he give forth a brand that people could follow and that people would love and cultivate relationships on top of that so that one day when he needed a hand, people would bless him. Catch y'all on the other side of this break for the last segment. Y'all stay strong. Don't be eating these Steve Harvey sandwiches and get heart attacks. Take us out, Big Sam. Damn, no, I'm looking good. I'm banging stronger than diamonds up against that wood. I'm looking good, man. Diamonds up against that wood. Oh, you can't do, Sam. Oh, I'm stomping my foot. Listen, you can't have famous rap duos. Especially if they from the South, which is what we are focusing on, the diaspora. We focusing on the South. You cannot have famous rap duos without my man Chad Butler and Bun B, otherwise known as, yes, the famous UGK in our ears. Don't worry, y'all. I got Sam on the clean version. He knows when to cut it. We are cool. Man, Diamonds on the Wood, fantastic song, Port Arthur, Texas, baby. I pay homage to Southern rap duos, and I'm feeling it today. Love it, y'all. Hey, this is Tyler Campbell going live and wild on your radio dial. I'm at TC Speaks 32. This is The Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app or on the Horn FM. Y'all tune in, take me in your ear wherever you are. This is real life, real talk. Text me in 512-337-3776. All struck Construction is really feeling it. He talking about UGK, 36 Mafia listening in. Man, everybody saying, yes, put God first. Obviously, believe it. Put the man up above first in everything that you do. You will reap the blessings. But, man, again, I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. So happy to be back in the studio with my man, Big Sam. And I want to tell people, like, stop denying yourself from your blessings, all right? Because somebody just wrote this in, putting God first and follow my heart. And he's talking about what it is that he's going to do with his life after listening to this radio show. Thank you so very much, he or she, from typing that in. I want to tell people this, and it comes from Field Mob, man. It's one of my favorite taglines. I won't take credit for it. Those of you who don't know who Field Mob is in terms of rap duos, you will see that on the list next week. Just tune in. I want to tell people, like, you are all God's property, not just Kirk Franklin. If you got the gospel background, you're going to get that. We are all God's property, not just Kirk Franklin. Listen to me. Don't sell yourself short. Do not belittle yourself into thinking you can make a major splash with what you have been blessed with in this world. You are enough. All right. You are enough. We're Tyler Campbell going live on your radio dial. I'm talking about doing common things in an uncommon way, how it adds instant value to your life and to others around you, right? Principle number one, I want you to challenge the status quo, all right? Don't be afraid to do some things that put you in a situation or a circumstance that allow you to go against the grain, right? To birth these new ideas and these concepts that, quite frankly, most people may not like. They may not go against it, but I want you to stand firm in it. Why? Because it's yours. And whatever you have in you that you have to get out adds value. So don't belittle yourself, all right? Stop being your worst critic. Allow your dreams to marinate and allow them to breathe so that you can bless the world with it. Direction always supersedes distance. That's principle number two. Direction always supersedes distance. So often in life, people have these goals, they have these dreams, but as they're going down this road, they recognize that this is not an instant gratification thing that's going to happen with your dream. It is going to take some time. You're going to have to put some effort in. You're going to have to put some sweat in, and I want people to be direction focused over destination driven. Let that marinate on the celebration. Y'all Cerebellum, y'all hashtag me. I'm at TC Speaks 32. Be direction focused over destination driven, and that ain't out of some quote book. I just got that right off the top of the dome. I want y'all to do that. And I'll put that in perspective because my father, Earl Campbell, top 10 sausage company in America, was direction focused when building the business in early 90s when people were like, why in the world are you going from football to sausage? It don't make dollars and it don't make sense. My dad was not worried about how long it would take to make Earl Campbell sausages a household name. He was more in love with the direction of the journey, the relationships that he could cultivate, the Rolodex that he could build. And thankful to Willis Johnson with the Willis Johnson Morning Radio Show back in the 90s, who allowed my dad to get on there, cook sausages, talk about sausages, doing all those things for free. Watch this, out of love. We are so quick to charge people. We're so quick to put a dollar sign behind something before you do anything for anybody or before you ask people to help you. You attach a dollar sign to it, thinking you have to have a certain amount of equity or dollar signs in your bank account to actually get people to believe in what you're doing. No, just have a heart, operate out of spirit of love, and speak in truth, and do what you say you're going to do, and good things will happen. My father was in love with the direction, ladies and gentlemen. Because he was in love with the direction, he cultivated the relationships. We are in 2021. Big Sam just played a clip last segment, and you hear Steve Harvey from the Steve Harvey Morning Show talking about Earl Campbell sausages. Because watch this, when my dad would go up to that studio with Willis Johnson in DFW, where Steve Harvey was living homeless at that particular time, just a struggling man trying to get his jokes out and about, he would come into that studio, hear more people talking about Earl Campbell sausage, being the DFW, the number one Earl Campbell sausage market in America, and he would eat those things, and they made such an impact on his life with him having his own radio show. Oh, y'all know I'm feeling it because I'm talking so fast. With him having his own radio show, to this day, he takes the time to plug Earl Campbell sausages. Why? Simply because Earl Campbell followed his heart and was more focused on the direction than the destination. He wasn't focused on going up and around or underneath the adversity. He recognized that in order to go to, you have to go through. Sometimes it's going to require a little bit more effort. It's going to take you a little bit of time to get there. But because of what you learn on your journey, it makes reaching your destination so much sweeter. All right. So much sweeter. So play this thing back. We'll have this thing on SoundCloud, but I wanted to catch everybody up before we get to our last principle, principle number three. And it is, I don't have anything eloquent on principle number three. I want people to, like, take some time and close your mouth and listen. Principle number three, close your mouth and just listen. When you are having interactions with people, I want you all to become more enamored with the person you're having a conversation with, even if it's a total stranger. A lot of times we as human, have y'all ever noticed that people love to talk about themselves? Like, if you give somebody the platform, even if they're an introvert, if you ask questions for people to talk about themselves, they will take that and they will literally run with it. And you'll be like, man, I thought you were introverted. You barely say two words. But it's because you gave them the platform to talk about themselves, and people are comfortable. People have a lot to say when it comes to talking about themselves because it's natural. They know themselves. It's an easy topic. What I mean by telling people, be uncommon, I want you to go against the grain. Most of us, we have some great ideas. We have a grind that we are on top of. We got some work that we are putting in. We have a destination that we're trying to get to. We have some things we want to accomplish for ourselves, our family, our relationships, whatever, and people can get so caught up in what they I have going on, but that they have an amazing opportunity to listen to somebody who's on the other end that they're having a conversation with, and they can learn so much from that. In order to get to where you want to go in 2021, it is going to require some help. And I need you all to close your mouth and listen sometimes to the people that you are having interactions with, because a lot of times is you can get the answers to a lot of your questions, but you can't receive it, or a person can't give it to you because you're talking too doggone much. Principle number three about being uncommon, close your mouth and listen. All right? Close your mouth and listen. I remember being on a radio. I put this into action for myself. I was going on an airplane to Chicago before the pandemic hit. And I said, you know what? I'm going to sit next to a random person and I'm going to close my mouth and listen. I closed my mouth. I listened to this young lady named Shelly. And I learned all about Shelly. Shelly had a real estate company in Michigan. And because I listened to Shelly and let her talk, Shelly also gave me the confidence to stand on when the pandemic hit. Because I was like, man, let me test my qualities. Let me test and see if my listening skills will give way to an opportunity. I called Shelly after doing all this listening about 3 weeks later. She gave me an opportunity to speak before her employees. And it was the first speaking engagement I had in the pandemic era that let me know I can still utilize my gift to bring funds in for my family. Close your mouth and listen. Challenge the status quo. Direction always supersedes distance. I'm Tyler Campbell at TC Speaks 32. We ran out of time today. I love y'all. I respect y'all. Tyler Campbell at live.com. www.iamtylercampbell.com. Close your mouth and listen. Do things in an take your commonness. Doing common things in an uncommon way adds instant value. I love y'all. I respect y'all. I'll see you next week, and I'll come with that thunder. I'll come with that passion, and we will make it happen. Love y'all and respect y'all. Make today a great day. Peace.